So I'm carrying on here from my previous boo about rape, and one of the other things that Simon said in his response to the subject is that the onus shouldn't be on women to protect themselves. The onus should be on society to change so that rape and sexual assault are not acceptable. Well, guess what? Rape and sexual assault aren't socially acceptable. In our society at the moment, we look down on rape as one of the worst possible crimes, second only to murder. I mean, it already is the case that we view rape and sexual assault in this way. And yet, somehow, it still goes on. One of the things that Buhari's brought up is conviction rates, and I absolutely agree that that is a problem, and that needs to change. It does sound just a little bit like the string him up by the balls argument. This is a terrible thing to do to somebody. We should make sure it totally gets, you know, we should hammer down anyone that's guilty. The problem is, conviction is hard because human relationships are hard. And in exactly the same way that women will look back at their actions and wonder if they did something wrong, you know, that, I'm afraid, is exactly the analysis that the court does when it goes in to try and convict a rape case. And they will go into all those little minute details. And it only takes some smart-ass lawyer to you know, twist those facts and what was said and what was done and try and present it as though those things were the cause, the thing that sparked the whole situation. So, I mean, yes, it is very difficult to convict. Yes, that needs to be sorted out. I wish I had a solution to that. I don't. That clearly is one of the big problems. Just finally, one of the things that Simon said was, we just need to respect women. Now, you see, this is exactly the kind of political correctness that I think is unhelpful. I think this, you know, this is trying to say the things that the women want to hear. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. I absolutely want to help solve this problem. I absolutely, totally against rape and sexual assault. But just saying the right things isn't going to solve it. This is like just buying the thing with the eco-friendly packaging isn't going to solve the planet, the killing the planet problem. We've got to actually look at the problem and actually figure out what the solution is. And I'm sorry, but standing in the street and saying it shouldn't be this way isn't going to solve it. What we need to do is accept that man is this way, and that we need to, I'm afraid, I hate to say it, but we need to do the things that we can do to minimise the risk. And, you know, that comes back to giving people advice on things not to do that might put them in a risky situation. You, for example, wear a seatbelt in your car. It shouldn't be the case that somebody might crash into me, but you know what? They might. So you wear a seatbelt. And I'm sorry, but the same is true of sexual assault and rape. It shouldn't be the case that a man might attack you and find you to be just the one that he wants tonight, and he's upset about you and stalk you or assault you or whatever it is. But I'm sorry, it happens. You know, we can't close our eyes to the fact that this is a real risk. It actually happens. We've got to try and do something about it. Now, if I was looking at my daughter, Catherine, and I was sending her out into the world, and this day is going to come when she's a young teenager and she goes out and she wants to hang out with her mates. Am I going to say, no, man shouldn't be attacking you. It's the wrong thing to do, and I'm going to try and convert people and change the society. That might take centuries. It might never happen. It's, as I say, it's built into our DNA that we need sex. Sorry, but it's true. That is the, you know, maybe we'll evolve one day, but at the moment, here's where we are. I'm absolutely going to suggest things that she should do that will keep her safer. I'm going to be concerned about what she wears. I'm going to be concerned about who she's hanging out with. And, you know, I'm going to want to protect her now, not just change society for the future. So I'm sorry, I know it's not what people want to hear, but we do need to deal with the here and now as well as the societal problem. And we need to accept that people need to have sex. I'm sorry, it really is as primal as that. I wish we weren't animals, but we are animals. And we need to accept that, and we need to find ways of making that not a problem for people. And maybe we'll talk about that some more in the future. But there we go, a serious one for today. And I hope the photography audience out there will forgive me for talking about this. I'll try and get back to something a little bit more content rich tomorrow. Catch you later. Bye-bye.